Here we have the master teacher, the one who was said of him when he was 12 years old. No one spoke like this before. The teacher of all teachers, not appearing to all the scholars, all the musicians of their time. Those might have been able to tell if God's choir was singing on key or not. They didn't hear a word from him. But notice who he came to, this angel. The shepherds. Who were the shepherds? We really don't know a lot about the shepherds, but we do know. We do know that they were the first ones. At least Luke tells us this. They were the first ones to hear that the Messiah had been born. Shepherds evidently were kind of like maybe you and I are. They were kind of the lower class. Didn't have a big cathedral. Didn't have beautiful, beautiful paintings and stained glass windows. They had something better. They looked up in the star sky, and they had God's handiwork. They were just like us. They were on the lower end of man's hierarchy, if you will. They were on the bottom rung of the ladder leading up. But yet, the angel appeared. They were special. These shepherds were special. Now, I don't know what year it was. I know it probably wasn't real, real cold. They were out at night with their tending their sheep. Had pulled, I guess, guard duty. You military folks know what that is. They're guarding the sheep at night. But I read, Luke doesn't tell us, but our secular writers tell us that we know that the temple authorities had their own little herds of sheep, because the sheep that they had to use in the temple had to be pure and spotless. The best of the best. So they had their own little herds of sheep, and they had their shepherds that were taking care of them. I don't know, but geez, it'd be kind of nice for me. I don't know about you, but I think about stuff like that. It would be great, wouldn't it? If that's who they were. The shepherds who were tending the little lambs for the temple was the first to hear about the little lamb who would take away the sins of the world. I kind of smile when I think about that. What about the song? Look at the song. The song that they were singing. A great company of the heavenly host. That's just another way of saying God's choir. Heavens opened up and God's choir began to sing. And what were they singing? Glory to God in the highest. The very first thing that they sang was glory to God in the highest. Then came peace among men. What about that song, glory to God in the highest? That's our aim. That's the aim of Christianity. That's why we sing all these songs, to say, Lord, thank you. It's not what we do here. It's not the music that we play and that we sing. No. It's all for the glory of God. That's our aim. It just didn't start in verse 14. This has been going on for a long time, since before creation. God thought of me on that special night, of you on that special night. Before time ever began, He thought of you on that night, on this night. Let me see. I want to read something to you. Let's go back, if we will. You don't have to turn here. You can if you want. I want to go back to Psalm 36, 136. If you go back to Psalm 136, just let me read this to you. Psalm 136 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of hosts. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens." Say this with me. "His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters." What was it? "His love endures forever. Who made the great lights." His love endures forever. "The sun to govern the day. The moon and the stars to govern the night. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder." I could go on. It goes on and on. I want to drop down a little bit to verse 23. "To the one who remembered us in our low estate and freed us from our enemies. Who gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for His love endures forever." On this special night, we see the enduring love of God that still endures forever. Lasts forever. It didn't start on this special night, but this was the night that it culminated on. So what about that song? Well, there's another little part. His love, the glory of God. That ought to be our aim. The glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. How does the song go? I bet Sharon could tell me. "There is no peace on earth," I said. Remember that phrase, Sharon? "But there is peace on earth. The kind of peace that can only come from that special night. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to men in whom His favor rests. Peace of mind, peace of heart. Peace with all mankind. Goodwill among men," some translations say. The result of Christmas. Where peace was made between man and God because of what had started from before time began. But it began to culminate that special night. All the way. Not just to the cross, but all the way to the tomb. All the way to Good Friday. But hey, Sunday was coming. Sunday's coming. Resurrection Day. And it's still continuing. And the angels are no doubt still singing glory to God in the highest. And peace on earth and goodwill among men whom His favor rests upon. Last week we had the pastor talk about that glory. The grace of God when Mary's called. You remember his sermon? Why is it that we seem like we remember a song? I can't even remember what I preach on the next week. But I can remember a song. Do you think those shepherds remember that song? Oh, Lord, let me talk to those guys when I get there. I'd love to sit down and just tell them, what did you hear? What were you thinking? What did you see? and you got up. You didn't form a committee to say, let's talk about it. Let's make a plan. No, you got up and you went and you found him. The result was they went and found Jesus. They went immediately. And when they found him, they worshiped him. And as they worshiped him, part of that worship continued as they began telling people about what. That's the beauty. That's where we are. When we find Jesus, when we come to the cross, and we finally, when we finally hear God's choir singing in our hearts to say, I was thinking of you on that special day. That day, and I was thinking of you on that day when I hung on the cross. I was thinking of you on that first Sunday when they all came down and guess what? The stone was rolled away. I was thinking of you. And they worshiped him. They went and found him. And it says, when they had seen him, verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them. They shared with people around them what they knew. They found the Messiah. So what about your Christmas song? What kind of song are you singing at Christmas? Every song has a message, some form of message. That's what songs are. I didn't read this, and this came from Christian Digest, which is kind of like Reader's Digest. This came from a long time ago. I don't remember where I found this, but it was in the Christian Digest. And this was about a lady. Her name is Pandita Ramabia. She was from India. She was became a noted Christian lady, and I had an article about her in the Christian Digest. And she says that she had followed the religion of her country until one day, she says, I heard about Christianity. And she says, and I quote from her, she says, that's what I want. Christianity will satisfy the longings of my heart. I will embrace the Christian religion. And she did, evidently. Later, she moved to England and was faithful in her Christian religion. She was in England about 8 years or so whenever she heard a message that she had not heard before. She was listening to this message about the new birth and how Jesus told Nicodemus, you got to be born again, Nicodemus. You can't get to heaven unless you're born again. That's kind of crazy. He's an old man like me. I mean, come on. And he said, no, no, you don't understand. You got to be born spiritually. You got to be born into the family to be a part of the family. That's the only way you be a part of the family. You were born physically into the family. You got to be born spiritually into the family. And she says, and I heard that message, and she says, right then and there, I accepted Christ as my Lord. And she says, and I quote again her testimony in her own words, she says, I found the Christian religion, but I did not find the Christ of the religion. She had embraced Christianity, but she had not embraced the Christ of Christianity. It's not enough just to come to church. It's not enough to be baptized. It's only enough when we're born again, spiritually, into God's family. Today, Bob and him are going to come up here and They're going to lead us in a song. You guys can make your way up here if you want. And we're going to, I think we're just going to not sing. We're going to let them do the singing. We've got a full compliment today. We got Kay back. We got a full compliment today. So we're going to let them do it. And I'm going to give you this one, but I'm going to keep one sheet here. If you want to just go back and brief yourself on what you just heard, it's right there. Christmas season. What song are you singing? What is your song? The angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest." And you say, "But you don't want to hear me singing." Jeez. You just heard me singing. You don't want any more of that. What song are you singing? I'm not talking about from here. What song is your life singing? See, your life is a song from birth to the end. A song, the purpose of song is to carry a message. The purpose of your life as a Christian is to carry a message. So I ask you, what are you singing? Are you singing Jingle Bells this time of year? Are you singing I'm Dreaming? Are you of a white Christmas? Bing Crosby and White Christmas? What up, boss? I'm singing. I'm dreaming. What song are you singing? Is it secular or sacred? What direction is your life pointing, the song of your life? Jingle bells. Santa Claus is coming. I had my youngest daughter. Preacher was preaching, Bob. Got done. This was at a candlelight service. And he says, "Do we have any word before we go?" He already had the prayer. Any word before we go? My little daughter, about that high, stood up on that back pew back there, and she said to the top of her lungs, "Santa Claus is coming." That was her song. She was a child. She was singing the childish things. We're not children anymore. What song are you singing? You know what song I want to sing, Kay? "Tell Me the Story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard." That's the song you need to be singing. Verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. You guys play that song. Y'all, whatever, what do you sing? Jesus, y'all sing to us. We're going to just have prayer today. And I want to pray for you. And so, in just a moment, I'm going to want us to bow together and bow our heads. And I'm going to ask you to ask yourself the question, what song am I singing? Is it secular or is it sacred? And then I want to pray for you. So I'm going to ask that. We'll just bow together. If you bow your heads in just a moment, I want to pray for you. I want this to be between me and you and not everybody else in here. So I want to ask you this as we bow our heads together. If you need prayer, if you got a problem in your life and you want prayer, you want me to pray for you, I want to see your hand. Just put your hand up and bring it right back down. I got you. Okay. Several of you. All right. A lot of us are raising our hand. I'm going to pray for you. And you might be here today. You've not met that Christ. If you're here today and you're not sure if you die today, you'd go spend an eternity with Him, I want to pray for you, a separate prayer for you. I'm not calling any names. You don't have to get up and come down here, although you can if you want. But I just want to pray for you. So if you're not sure, you want me to pray that prayer for you, put your hand up right back down real quick so I can see you, and I will pray for you. Okay? Let's pray, Father, for all of these folks here today who lifted their hands. I don't know all those problems. I don't know the burdens they bear. I don't know the road that they're traveling. But I know the one who travels that road with them. I know you. And Lord, I pray for each one that you would meet each need of each hand. That heart that lifted their heart and their hands to you. Touch them today, Lord. Touch us today with your love and your grace and your mercy that began before time and is still going on today. To God be the glory for what you do in these folks' life. Lord, I pray for each one. Let them know, let them feel your presence this very day. And those that might not be sure, I pray before this day's end, they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have come into their heart and that they have a home in heaven. Thank you for loving us, Jesus. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for these folks today. Let us do like the angels. Let us do like the shepherds who went and found Jesus and then went and told folks about him. That is my prayer for these folks. For I pray in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. And if you're here today and you need somebody to talk to, goodness, there's a lot of folks around here that will pray with you and meet with you and share the good news of Christ with you. As we leave, if you're home tomorrow, if you're not traveling, come back tomorrow night. And you're going to hear the message and song about Christmas. Those of you who are traveling, we pray for traveling grace and mercy. And in just a moment, we're going to gather around, as we always do, and sing, "I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God." Aren't you? One more prayer as we're dismissed. Father, thank you so much for what you have done for us on that special night. Lord, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit. You would take this little church. What a blessing it is. What a blessing it has been for me to be a part of this body of Christ, to see how you're working out into the community through a little small group. And I'm reminded of that song that says, that old song that says, "Little is much if God is in it." Lord, I believe you're here. And I believe all great things can happen and you have great things planned. Help us to do like those shepherds. Help us first to meet you and help us to share you. For I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You're going to lead us, Bob?
Yeah, we'll have
it. All right.
We'll have a chance to dismiss with the family of God. Please remember our pastor as he's traveling. He'll be in the air tomorrow. Don't believe he'll be back quite in time to get to our 5 o'clock service, but join us if you can. We'd love to have you back. And kids, don't race out because I think there might be something in the foyer for you. So... we'll sing "The Family of God" and be dismissed. Thank you. And a Merry Christmas.
I'm so glad I'm a part of this family of God. Washed in a fountain, cleansed by His blood. Part of your family, this family of God. I'm so glad.
what a good-looking family, and a Merry Christmas to you all.